Jerry, Bader Show 1006, Milwaukee Brewers opening day. You will hear the game right here on the station you were listening to. 12:35, pregame, 1:10, first pitch. Jason and I will make our predictions for the season before then. Speaking of Brewers tickets, we're giving away a four-pack. I shared a lot of spoilers. I went and saw Noah yesterday. It has nothing to do, nothing with the story in the Bible. It's an action-adventure film. They turn Noah into, I compared it to Liam Neeson in the Taken movies. There's a lot of killing. There's a lot of violence. There's Stone Age-looking Transformers. This is the first when you get to a whole string of biblically themed movies that are coming out. By the way, if you heard the ads, while some artistic license has been taken, it's completely a separate story. So once people of faith figure this out, they're going to stop going to it. And it'll be interesting to see if the remainder of the audience will accept, and even if they're not people of faith, an action story made up from the Bible. Why is Hollywood doing this? And again, this might be the first of many to come here, if it's successful. Ryan in Appleton. Ryan, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Two reasons to make any movie, and that's to make money and to push an agenda. I think they got it just by having Noah as a subject matter and the controversy it'll create. They'll probably get some ticket takers and make some money. The other one is to push an agenda, and Aronofsky is an atheist. And since everybody doesn't believe that global warming has any traction, this is a way to get it back on the agenda.
I'm going to disagree with your second part. I think movies are primarily, when you have a big studio like this one involved, movies are primarily to make money. Why do they have to corrupt the Bible story to make money?
Well, it's like making a movie from comic books, and you know, atheists believe that the Bible is a comic book. You have a ready-made audience for people that want to go see it. You got people who want to go see it to just compare. You've got religious people just to either take away lessons, either pro or con.
But
radical people that want to go see it and say, see, we're right.
Right, but the religious people, if you take the Passion of the Christ, that was the bread and butter, and they betray that audience by just completely corrupting the story. It's about making money. Why do they have to do this to make money? I'm virtually giving it to you. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
They don't have to. They can. Hollywood is run by a bunch of atheistic heathens who are jumping for joy that they can try to program a bunch of drones that have never read the Bible. Plus, the idiots that made these movies, I guarantee, have never read the Bible.
See, I think they have to, and that's where I'm going to disagree. Jason, do you have a guess on this? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think they have to do this. Now, let me give you a for instance. Someone just said, look, they are, and by the way, it's a perfect analogy. They are using the Bible the same way they use comic book characters because it's low-hanging fruit. I'm giving it away here. Why do they feel they have to do this to the Bible? Tom in Appleton. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Basically, because they don't see the Bible as being believable, so they have to try and take creative whatever you want to call it to try and spice it up a little bit for the audience.
They have. You're right. They have no respect. They have no reverence for the Bible. To them, this is just another source of stories. I'm giving it away. Another source of stories, just like comic book characters. So why do they feel they have to do this? Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Well, environmental movies don't sell where religious movies do. So if they can incorporate that this is a religious movie, that they can draw bigger crowds.
But once people like me give up the game, that runs out of gas. So that's where I think that fails them. I have virtually given this away. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Don in Green Bay, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think they have to make the movie controversial because a controversial movie is going to make more money than if it was a straight retelling of the Bible story, because people will want to see what all the controversy is about, and people that wouldn't ordinarily go see that movie will go see it.
Yeah, but see, as I just said, I think that wears out, though, because here's what I still believe. I believe that your biggest market for this being biblically themed movies, are people of faith. And when they realize that it's a fraud, because people like me mention it's a fraud, it's got nothing to do with the story in the Bible, they'll probably stay away from it. And Glenn Beck has been all over this even before the premiere. Gary D. in Pulaski. Gary D., go ahead.
A wild stab, Jerry. You know, we're a minority. Those of us who really, really take the Bible seriously are a minority. So, in a way, when that fizzles out for the Bible believers, the Bible thumpers, the holy rollers, whatever, then everybody else will go and see it and say, well, why don't these loony birds believe it?
These are all good answers. Gary, thanks for the call. It's not the one I'm looking for. Jason, Tim, and two more calls, and that's it, okay? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Tim in Lublin, what do you think it is?
I think it's because there are a lot of people in Hollywood who think the Bible is myth, and if they want to keep perpetuating the idea that it's all mythical and not real, you take the story and you put more myth into it, so therefore if the movie's unbelievable to people who already believe, people who have no faith will realize, well, then if the movie's unbelievable, then the Bible's unbelievable.
Okay, this is, now this is why they feel comfortable in doing it. Thanks a lot for the call, Tim. This is why they feel comfortable in doing it. They do not accept the Bible as fact. They do think it's just a story. So just like comic books, they can alter that story. They see this no different than adapting a comic book story. They don't see it as precious or sacred, so they can do whatever they want to it. But that's not why they have to. We'll have Dave, and then if we get one more up, that'll be it. Dave in O'Connell Falls, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I think it's because they're running out of stuff to make a movie over.
I didn't think I was going to get a winner, Dave. I was a little – they're out of ideas.
I've sat here for 20 minutes listening to everybody about this, and it's been my idea since you offered the question.
Yeah, they are just flat out of ideas, and because they do not consider the Bible sacred, and they don't have, they have no respect for the integrity of the story. Hey, to them, this is just like a big comic book with stories after stories after stories after stories. And by the way, even if you are a non-believer, Dave, the Bible is perhaps the greatest piece of literature the world has ever seen. Now, go ahead.
I agree with that. It's the best book ever written. Whether a person believes in it or not, it's still a good read.
Right, but to them, they can do whatever they want. Yeah, the movie Evan Almighty was true to the Bible. That is actually true. There's Dave. Okay, hang on. And I've got four really nice tickets for the Cubs. They're really good seats for Saturday, April 26th. Jason's going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot. That is exactly right, because they see the Bible as nothing more than this font of ideas. That's what it is to them. Cecil B. DeMille famously said, give me a page of the Bible and I'll make you an epic. And he did, the Ten Commandments, and I think others. But there used to be, even in Hollywood, some reverence for the Bible, that if you're going to make a movie about the Bible, it's going to be a retelling of the story in its original form. This is a complete corruption of the Bible, and I think, quite frankly, there's definitely the environmental agenda there. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, there's an environmental agenda. And it's that God wanted to destroy humanity to leave the earth on its own. That is the theme of the movie. But beyond that, there's brutal killing. Noah becomes this action figure. There's a stowaway that eats the animal. It's incredible. It has nothing to do with the biblical story. Why? Because, hey, you know what? There's a bunch of stories in the Bible. And besides, they're just made-up stories anyway, so we can do with them whatever we want. Now, it had a strong start to the box office this weekend. I'm going to be very curious to see if that maintains once people of faith realize what a piece of trash it is. Those who don't have faith, they'll think it's a great action story, and they don't care whether or not it's close to the original. Call of the day, Jason took off the air. Guy can't wait to go see it so he can stand up afterward and say, I like the book better. Good stuff. 1016.
The Jerry Bader Show.